Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Once was a sweet thing.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. That's a little Stevie Ray bringing us back to the late, great SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Rob Jollis, our good friend, 17-year members of our Brain Trust, president of Jollis & Associates, and one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, author of all the books on the topic, including Customer-Centered Selling. That's one of his something under 50 books that he sold, which are sold under a billion copies across the galaxy. Rob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about soft skills, folks. This is, and I'm saying that with all the sarcasm and what's the other word I would want to use here? I'm almost using it, in a pejorative way. Soft skills. Tell us the definition again, Rob.
Soft skills, I like the definition. It's personal attributes that enable someone to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people.
Yeah.
I just hate disrespect but, the title gives it and the way corporations use it.
Right. So the title makes a lot of sense, but the way they use it is just common ways that people should behave with each other.
Right.
In a business setting, right?
That's exactly right. And by the way, Jim, I also looked up, well, what's hard skills then? And hard skills are considered specific teachable abilities that can be defined and measured, such as typing, writing, math,
really?
Reading. Yep.
So soft skills are interpersonal skills, which would that include all sales activity?
I'm gritting my teeth. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
including the closing process of selling, which to you and me begins at the beginning and ends at the end.
Yes.
And is all during the process, right?
Yes, it does. And you know what? In a sense, it requires us to effectively and harmoniously interact with people to get there, doesn't it? What a coincidence.
So if I used, I'm only somewhat being sarcastic here. I don't mean to be. But if I use the sharp angle close on someone, that's pretty aggressive. It's an aggressive close. The man says, do you have that in green? I said, if I do, do you want it? That's the sharp angle close. Is that soft or is that aggressive? What is that?
Well, by definition,
the snowflakes would call it soft. I mean,
it
would not call it soft. I mean,
well, yeah, by definition, we call that soft, but that's how ridiculous this term is. I would call it an intelligent approach that may fit within one's style.
How about the man set me up? I was going to take it. The customer set me up. It would have been malpractice for me not to take it.
And by the way, Jim, you and I have talked about this. The fact that whether you want to use Jim's clothes or my clothes or direct clothes, doesn't matter. The fact is we're not teaching people to close because we don't have it in the budget because it's called a soft skill.
Oh, boy.
And who needs that? Right.
Well, I wonder about that. No, I'm serious. And see, this is why I brought this up, because I wonder if when I go around the country talking to salespeople, these young people should be asking me about closing and they're not.
Right. Right.
Because I've forgotten more about closing. You've forgotten more about closing than they'll ever know.
Right. Right. And why in the world aren't the corporations teaching this? Because remember something, if the sales team isn't selling, the accountant team isn't accounting.
That's exactly right.
The HR team isn't HRing. The business is done if that sales team isn't selling.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is closing has never changed, and it's never going to change. I mean, the prospecting part of the selling process has changed. That's different with the internet, with the age of the customer. But once you get in the door and you're looking people face to face, now it's humanity. Now it's analog to analog. That part, that's high touch. That hasn't changed.
Right. And you want to hear something sad? I actually do a poll on this, and I've asked thousands of salespeople, do you need to ask somebody for their business to actually get the business? And the answer is typically No, I do not. Huh. They just feel if I do these other things, it'll just fall
out
of the sky.
It'll just fall in my lap, yeah.
Right. The fact is, most people need to be asked.
Person who asked me, do you have it in green, that person was saying, I think I might like it if you've got it in my color. And so it would be malpractice for me not to say, if I do, do you want it?
Right, right. I think the term closing...
I've never had anybody get mad at me for saying that.
No, no. I was on a podcast yesterday, and somebody asked me, what would be the perfect sale? And I said, to me, the perfect sale, and I've seen it now and then, is when the client is about a quarter a step ahead of us.
Yeah.
We're asking the right questions so they feel trust. We don't have to ask them.
That's right.
We're asking the right questions so they see this. The problem is serious enough to solve. We actually don't have to ask them. But what you just said is the client now sees the solution and wants to know if it comes in green.
That's right.
They're a step ahead of us.
But I have sold without saying a word because you know what it looks like? I hand them a pen. I hand them a pen, and I don't say a word. They take the pen, and they sign my contract.
Ooh, that's a soft skill to me. I don't know.
Now, sometimes you have to go around. You put the pen in their hand. You form their fingers around the pen, and then you bump their elbow to make them start, to get the writing started.
Well, we all have our own style, Jim. That would be the bump the elbows close. I haven't heard it all before.
You think is that a soft skill, you think?
Well, it's defined that way, but it sounds pretty hard to me. It sounds like you're knocking people around a little out there.
Well, here's the thing. One of my mentors once said, check your position, right? He's saying, however you're doing business, look around you to see if it's working, right? Well, I got a lot of customers who've been doing business with me for years, so they must like it, right? They must like something.
Right.
And next week is my 20th anniversary, so what does that say? You've been around a long time. Folks, it's okay to call it soft skills, but don't think of it as soft skills. I hope you're taking what Rob is saying to heart. Hey, Rob, I need your website again, please.
www.joolles.com.
More of this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.